My next guest is here, and I'm very excited about this conversation because one of the experiences that I had when I had the accident I had several years ago, and I wrote about this in my book, Becoming Aware, was I experienced an out-of-body experience during this severe accident because my brain had a way of finding total, complete peace and absolutely no pain in this experience. And my body was broken. My head was completely damaged, and my helmet, I was in a bike accident, was cracked in several, 13 places, and flew off my head, and I was airlifted out in a helicopter, and I had at least 30 minutes of absolutely no consciousness based on how many places my body was moved. That's all I know. But where I was a totally different place, of an experience of total bliss and peace, complete oneness, no boundaries whatsoever. And I think I've wanted to recreate that experience ever since I've been there. And that's one of the reasons I do this radio show, because sometimes I get into that zone in this hour. And that's why I'm so grateful for this hour in my life. This is my oasis. This is my healing. And because I say it in this way and state this radio show in this space, other people get it too. And now you're here. And so my guest right now has a way of bringing, through meditation, this out-of-body experience through meditation, through his organization, which is so cool that I just learned about this, called the International Academy of Consciousness. And this is an organization, Luis Manero, that can help us bring this out-of-body state and experience it in through meditation. Brilliant. Welcome, Luis. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure, Lisa. Really, my pleasure.
Wow. How did you figure this out? Okay. Tell me your story.
Well, in my case, actually, it started very early. I was 12 when I had my first experience. It was spontaneous, involuntary. It wasn't caused by an accident, mm-hmm. actually. You know, some people are born and they're a little bit more predisposed over certain things, certain people to music, other people to other things, etc. So in my case, when I was 12, I had my first out-of-body experience. It was very short, actually. But I was very clear, very aware that I was outside my body, and I had the opportunity on that first experience to see my physical body lying in bed, which actually surprised me and startled me a little bit. But when I came into my body, I was very aware, and I knew that I was out there, and I even kept on repeating the phrase, I was out there, but I was here, but I was out there, but I was here.
Yes.
And of course, you know, with, I guess, my mentality back then, I just didn't understand what had happened. I thought that it was just some type of cool dream. I didn't have a word. I didn't know, you know, if everybody did it, if nobody did it. It just simply started happening to me.
I just interviewed Eckhart Tolle yesterday, and he explained the same situation, but he came at it from a place of a breakdown, just severe depression and not wanting to be in his body any longer.
Yes, yes.
And saying, I don't want to be myself. And he said he had this crack in consciousness and total epiphany of myself is different than the observer of myself. And that was where he started his whole body of work, of the mind is so different than the body.
Than the body, indeed,
yes.
Yeah. In my case, at the beginning, I thought that they were so normal, so natural. I started having them maybe after that, maybe once a year or so. It wasn't really a very big frequency, but it wasn't until I was 17 or 18 that I read the first book on out-of-body experiences that the author called it Astral Travel. And techniques, and I realized that it could be induced. And afterwards, I started connecting the dots and realizing all the benefits that you could derive from it.
The only way I've ever heard it induced is Raymond Moody, who is, you've heard of Raymond Moody?
Yes, expertise indeed.
The mirror, what is the mirror work called?
The mirror technique, yes.
Gazing into a mirror. And yes,
indeed, I think actually I even have that one in my book. Now I don't remember. But actually there are many, many techniques. Some of them are based in techniques a little bit closer to meditation, like you were saying, you know, concentration, focus. But others, for example, are based on breathing. Others based on visualization. Others based on working with energies or bioenergies, chi, prana. So really there are about 12, 14 different categories of techniques. In each one of these categories, there are maybe like four or five or seven, actually on some of them, even more techniques for having out-of-body experiences.
Why would somebody want to do this who maybe hasn't?
Right.
Those that I understand that have had an out-of-body experience and you spend your whole life trying to get back there. But what about those who've never had this experience? What would they benefit from?
Yeah, this is exactly the core, you know, of the issue. You know, why would you want to have it? And there are many reasons, really. More than anything, it's because of the benefits. First of all, the moment that you have an out-of-body experience, you can learn to overcome the fear of death. Because you realize that you exist beyond the physical body, but also you realize that in a very practical fashion, in a direct observation type of a fashion. So it's not something that somebody else has told us. And as you know, also from people that have had near-death experiences, losing the fear of death is a huge thing because it makes us a lot more effective in our life. So that is one thing. Another thing also is through the out-of-body experience, you can also find or meet, you know, relatives or acquaintances of ours that have already passed away.
Wow.
And actually, it's interesting, you know, us giving classes all over the world, it's interesting to see the differences between cultures. And, for example, this benefit of meeting deceased relatives, especially, I would say, for Hispanic countries that maybe have a little bit more of a family, you know, ingrained values, for them it's the biggest reason why they want to do it. Also here in the U.S., certainly. Now, another big reason is, you know, when you are outside the body, you can come into contact with these individuals that are more developed, advanced, evolved, benign. They want to help us, and they have received so many names.
Guides,
angels, masters. And then you can consult things. You can talk to them about, you know, things related to your life. So that also is a huge, you know, benefit. Another one, very, very practical, is what we see when we have out-of-body experiences is that people, just before they are born, they are usually planning what we call the life purpose or the life task or the existential program. And then in an out-of-body experience, we can gather information that is going to help us to understand what was my initial intention for deciding to come into this physical life in the first place. What was it that I wanted to accomplish? So that as well is, you know, huge, of course. I would say that's one of the biggest ones here in the U.S.
Because you can... I created a meditation that actually can take you into your future through this, which you can also probably do through out-of-body experiences, is you can go connect back to your purpose and then go forward and see what it's supposed to look like.
Right.
What you want it to look like.
How it should play out.
What your soul wants it to look like.
And, you know, also another very big thing is just spiritual development. You see now, Lisa, how many people, you know, are doing meditation and yoga, and they're searching for things and, you know, sort of like the what is next to a certain extent. Certainly the out-of-body experience provides a tool, a way in which they can access directly the spiritual planes, and they can have information related to themselves and related to the world in general.
What about those that think this is not possible, skeptics?
I would tell them, please come and try them. You are more than welcome. You are more than invited. Because what happens is, certainly this is something that is hard to verify in a very conventional materialistic or scientific fashion. Shouldn't say scientific, but the conventional science. I myself am a chemist, so I have had long discussions with my colleagues, college professors, etc. So it's very hard, certainly, to verify in a physicalistic, materialistic sense, even though we try to provide information, data. We have a lot of different types of research and PhDs and people who come together to try to, you know, provide data on this. But the interesting thing is that beyond the study and the research, you can actually, for example, take some classes, read some books, and it takes maybe a matter of 2 or 3 months, and the person can start to have their out-of-body experiences. And once you're having the out-of-body experiences, you can verify that this is an actual, real experience, that this has nothing to do with a dream, that is not just simply an altered state of consciousness, but you are actually seeing real life in real time.
That's one of the things that I remember the most, is when you get into this specific area of the brain, and I don't know if you've studied the different regions of the brain that you access when you access this out-of-body feeling, but I'm sure you're accessing a part of the brain that is not normally tapped into unless you get to that certain frequency, right?
Right. Yes.
What is that?
And sometimes, you know, you are... When they put, for example, somebody on an electrode,
EEG.
In the EEG,
right.
The moment that they're having out-of-body experiences, they certainly produce different brain waves, you know, than the traditional ones. No doubt about that.
And probably producing different chemicals, too.
As well, a little bit different chemicals.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, even, for example, in the cases of people who have near-death experiences, who also have the OBE component, you know, in their experiences, in some instances, the brain is just simply not functioning at all. And the experience is still very valid, and also the person is able to confirm it afterwards.
What I felt is that my conscious brain, the one that was the thinking brain, was completely offline, not even there. And I had learned later that that was part of my head that got hit, was the right prefrontal cortex. But that I felt that critical thinking part of my brain was gone. And all that I was left with was the consciousness. And in that space of the brain, it was the most indelible, the most vivid, and the most memorable.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. Yes. I would agree. And I certainly think that the brain is such a wonderful organ, an important organ. It's, you know, there's no way to downplay it at all. Now, what is interesting is, and you know, we live these physical lives, of course, in which we are observing the physical reality. We're used to our physical life, we're used to our body, and we try to protect it and to take care of it as much as we can. Something that happens with the out-of-body experiences is that we realize that all of this physical reality is certainly a very important aspect of ourselves, but that us as spirits, as consciousnesses, we certainly go completely beyond this. And we can have these amazing experiences in these spiritual planes, which help to enrich our physical life as well.
Right. Did you see the movie Lucy?
Lucy, yes. Oh, yes, I did.
It's such a great movie because it was talking about the full potential of the mind.
Yes.
Too bad in the movie she had to get there through drugs.
Yes.
It would have been great if she got there through meditation and really got, rewrite that movie and say, okay, she's going to meditate. She's going to get to these extensive parts of her brain. Because you can, I mean, people, it's been proven with multiple personalities, can actually change their eye color through, I mean, and that's the power of the brain.
Yes.
But if we could harness that into a place that actually can get us to improving the quality of our life or the life around us or creating things into our future, it's such a better use of that. So, yes?
Yeah, I was going to say, yes, that's
we just talk about
that. Indeed, yes, the power of the mind. And I hope you would rewrite that movie because I had exactly the same impression, you know. So the idea is precisely for individuals to be able to develop the skills without necessarily, meaning in a very natural fashion, without necessarily needing to purchase a device, but it's really a skill. It's like learning how to read. And then anybody of any religion or any you know, economical status can, in essence, learn to do it. We have people who are accountants, administrative assistants, scientists,
so cool.
Everybody. You know, and they can all develop it.
So four of you listening right now have the opportunity to give us a call. If you can pledge $150 to the station, you will have, and Luis has been so wonderful, to donate four of these weekend courses, the whole weekend. So this is 5 hours Saturday and 5 hours Sunday for you
Indeed.
To go and experience in Culver City the Conscious Development Program where you'll learn about the multidimensional nature of our existence. You can even get into paranormal or psychic phenomena, but learn how they're produced and how to develop your ability to find astral projection or out-of-body experience. Now, if this is the first time you've ever heard these words spoken, this is a fascinating way and a safe way for you to be able to learn about this. If you have, if you're very versed in this conversation, then I would pick up the phone right now and give us a call. It's a very extraordinary opportunity. I want to go 818-985-KPFK. There are only four. But, of course, you can go to the weekend, and the website is somewhere.
It's actually the best one would probably be learnobes.com. Learnobes.com.
Okay, or you can give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, and for a $150 donation, you will go to a 10-hour course over one weekend. This is life-changing, and it's in Culver City. You can choose, there's a choice of dates because you do these quite frequently.
Yes, pretty much every month, more or less, we have it. And in the classes, you know, of course, we have, you know, the theoretical presentation, what happens, what are the dimensions, what are the different sensations that you feel as you're disconnecting from the body. But also we have the practical aspects. There are even some classes. We start with the very bioenergetic aspects and the exercises, and then we go into techniques where we all lie down there and we try out-of-body experiences in the class. And we've had, for example, experiences where a couple of people or three people leave the body and they see each other outside the body, and then they come back and they remember, which is interesting because it takes away the subjectivity of the experience and the person confirms their out-of-body experiences.
So you create a field.
Indeed.
So fascinating.
Indeed.
So you're actually playing in other dimensions.
Yes.
How fun.
Yes.
I mean, this is probably going to be more relaxing for you than any retreat vacation you'll go on because your body will go through such an amazingly relaxed state in when you start to go through this level of meditation. You relax the body so much, and those types of neurotransmitters and brain chemicals release into the body, causing the body to experience a deeper level of relaxation than you can get to through sleep, massage, anything. You will go, your body will fully relax.
Yeah. And even, you know, with the bioenergetic exercises that we start out with, the quality of the sleep, even if the person doesn't have an out-of-body experience on, you know, on the first opportunities,
nice.
The quality of the sleep is already going to improve.
That is amazing. All right, so there's four people that can give us a call right now, 818-985-KPFK. It's a $150 donation to the station, and then we'll send you the information to sign up for one of the weekends. So it's 5 hours on a Saturday, 5 hours on a Sunday. Give yourself this space. I mean, if you're right now driving and you're crazy and you're just thinking about all the things you have to do and really just looking for a break, but you can't afford a vacation, you don't have time to take off work, this is an amazing opportunity for you to completely relax the body and go into a place where you can start to redesign your life, your future, connect maybe with your soul's purpose, get out of your current crazy existence into a place where all creation is. Is that?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And you know how many times in your show you have this phrase, look for your own truth.
Yeah.
You know, we actually have a slogan that says, question everything and everyone. Have your own experiences.
That's great.
Because instead of hearing it from somebody else, the person can actually experience it directly by themselves.
I love that. Have your own experience. Don't listen to me.
Actually, we say that question even us,
yeah.
But have your experience,
yeah.
Because then the person, you know, obviously can confirm it and verify it and enjoy all the benefits.
All right. Well, it's the number again, 818-985-KPFK, and four people give us a call right now. It's a $150 donation to the station, and then you will be able to sign up for a weekend of your choice for a Saturday and a Sunday. It's in Culver City where you can have this experience of truly lifting up out of your cognitive mind into a safe space. You have your own experience. There's no indoctrination or dogma associated with this. This is you. This is your opportunity to travel. How do people know it's a safe environment?
Well, certainly they will arrive and they will realize, you know, a lot of other people just like them, you know, just normal people trying to develop the skill, very interested in trying to develop the skill. But also during the classes, we're going to give them tips and information, you know, on how to do it. And I know that many times, even people who probably are listening to us, sometimes they might have felt certain sensations of disconnection from their body as they were falling asleep or waking up. Like, for example, the so-called sleeping paralysis or noises around their head that sound like an engine, etc. And at the beginning, they startle us a little bit. Obviously, they even produce fear on us. But us that we have having out-of-body experiences, you know, for decades, I have many colleagues and many students who have learned this. you know, we still feel the same sensations. And what happens is that now when we feel them, the reaction is, great, tonight I'm leaving the body. So instead of being a source of fear, they have become a source of motivation, because now we understand why they are happening.
And then they can take this experience, and then as they're going through their own meditation process, have a whole new skill set, right?
That's exactly the idea. For them to be able to do it at home, on their own.
All right, so the number here is 818-985-KPFK. There's only one of the supplement Qualia left. 818, none left. Okay, that's gone. Okay, cool. It's all good. And you know what? One of the things that we do on the Aware Show is bring about these great topics, these great conversations. I mean, how many other places can you turn the radio on right now in Los Angeles and talk about demystifying the out-of-body experience at 1:30 in the afternoon? This is cool. That's what we do. But there's such an, I mean, I don't even know if it's underground anymore, this conversation. This conversation's above ground. We've made it above ground.
Yes.
But if people are understanding, we started this whole topic today out about biohacking, about learning the incredible quality of our mind and finding new ways to tap into the potential of the brain. I don't think that that whole thing of we only use 10% of our brain is true. First of all, there's no way to qualify it. There's no way to...
Right.
Where are you gonna, what do you have, you'd have to qualify the other 90% in order to understand it. So I just say that we go after the idea that there is so much more potential that we can tap into, and ways and experiences and exercises to do that. Natural, no side effects, harmless. All it is your desire to improve the quality of your brain and your life and its evolution. That's how we evolve.
That's exactly it. It's evolution, and it's very natural. It's just a development of your skills. That's why I was comparing it like learning how to read, that really we don't need anything else. All we need is, you know, to receive some information, we dedicate a little bit of effort, and the capacity goes on developing little by little.
Mm-hmm. Think about what you can teach people when you learn something like this. And the experience that you have is yours.
Indeed.
Nobody can take that away from you ever.
Yes. And at the same time, that really gives you a lot of knowledge. In English, we have this phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. By the same token, an experience is made out of 1,000 scenes, out of 1,000 pictures. And each one of them is worth 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. So having an out-of-body experience, or a near-death experience for that matter, is almost like downloading the equivalent of an entire volume, an Encyclopedia Britannica of spiritual information that completely transforms your life.
I'm so excited about this. I'm going to do a whole summit on near-death experiences and out-of-body experience. I'm going to do a whole summit because it's such a fascinating topic, and there's so many great experts and scientists that talk about this. It's my passion.
Indeed. I wish we had time to get into the research part of the out-of-body experiences, into providing data about this. You know, we, as a very large organization, actually do a lot of different types of experiments, research, so as to try it again to help with the idea of providing conventional data.
That's so great. All right, give us a call, 818-985-KPFK, $150 donation to the station. Thank you so much, Luis. By the way, the name of the organization is, the long name of is Consciousness Development Program, and the website is learnobes.com, and it's the International Academy of Consciousness.
Yes.
It's great.
Thank you so much, Lisa. My pleasure.
Mine too. Thank you so much for your gift to this world. All right. And thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a wonderful hour. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware. Mm-hmm.